should probably look up the lyrics of that. I always get the lyrics totally wrong. Hang on, Mad World. Hi, everybody. I got a lot of mail to open. And Google. Mad World lyrics. Hi, everybody. What's going on? I'm going to play you guys some Mad World. Yay, in the mood for a BB stream. I'm good. The original Tears for Fears version is better. Zero chance. That's absurd. All right, anyway, this is the Gary Jules version, which is way better than Tears for Fears. The Tears for Fears version sucks.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. The tears are filling up their glasses, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Children waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Made to feel the way that every child should. Sit and listen, sit and listen. Went to school and I was very nervous. No one knew me, no one knew.
What's wrong? What is in what? What is it? I don't know. Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
It looks like a tomato. I don't know, though. Yeah, maybe we leave that one aside. Cool. Yeah, it's probably no big deal, but just to be safe. All right.
Children waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Sit and listen for the day.
Sit and listen. I don't know. I've messed that part up. Whatever. What do you guys want to hear? Hello, teacher. I love this part.
Hello, teacher. Tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me. Look right through me.
All right, we're going to compare the two just because we want to get to the bottom of which is better. Oh, wait a minute. My stream stopped? How long was I out for? I'm going to open it up, by the way, to everybody. And chat room settings. I'm going to open it up. Followers. All followers can talk. Every now and then, the people need to be able to talk. You weren't out all good? Oh, sweet. You're live, BB, never stop? Oh, cool. All right, let's start. We got a lot of mail, so I'm going to read mail as we do songs. Was live the whole time? Oh, sweet. Anything by Madonna? No. You got to be kidding me. All right, as I open up this mail, let's hang on 1 second. This is the Tears for Fears version. And then we're going to listen to Gary Jules, and you're going to tell me which one you think is better.
It's tough to quit smoking.
You're just, cold turkey. I hate you. Help you quit. No, it'll probably give you it'll probably give you AIDS. There we go. Listen to this. Actually, it's kind of cool. I don't know. I like Gary Jules way better, though. No, this is terrible. This is terrible. Now, you're going to have to endure this. Terrible. That's absolutely terrible. It's absolutely terrible. People want to say that I can't sing. Guys, that's like a famous song. Listen to this. We're going to listen to it more. We're going to listen to it more because you guys deserve it. This is the studio version, too. It's not even live. Good for you, Cross Bear. Yo, I respect Cross Bear for liking it. Cross Bear just goes, I like it. I respect that you like it. There you go. This is actually sung by Redneck Bear. Okay, now you want to hear the Gary Jules version? Gary Jules version is way better. All right, check this out. Oh, and I got something to show you that'll blow your mind, too, if we get to it. Listen how much better this is. Ugh, commercials are the... Shut up, Steve Martin. Listen. So much better. This is the way it should have been played the whole time. Together though, because here's the thing, the Tears for Fears lyrics are amazing. They just were like, Ned Wid. The combination of their great lyrics and Gary Jules's rendition is very incredible.
Drown my sorrow, no tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny. Find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you. I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very bad. Happy birthday, happy.
picture, tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me, look right through me. And I find it
good. I mean, let's just ask the people, what do you guys like better? Which one do you like better? I got a bunch of great. Someone just sent me. There was no note, nothing. They just sent me this, and guys, that made my day. I might put this. This is all that was in it. It's just a sticker of a bear on a stolen bike before it was stolen. Yes, buddy.
I saw you said you go throw me on the pillow.
I will as soon as I'm done with my live stream.
Okay.
Okay, buddy. It might have to be tomorrow, though, pal, if you have to go to bed. R.E.M.'s version is good, too. Gary? Yeah, the second one. Look at how cool. Isn't this the greatest thing? That's all that was in an envelope. That just made my evening. I mean, that's the real deal. Fake, it's a white bear. It's hilarious. All right, what songs do you guys want to hear? Let's start off some reading some stuff, though. This is a very generous super chat someone sent me. We are so grateful for what you do, Big Bear. Keep crushing. God bless. P.S. If you ever need a new AR or parts, this is us. And then they gave me their card. That's so cool. Let me make sure I don't lose that card. If you can see my piano right now, it's so it's a little messy. But we'll get to the bottom of it. I'm very honored that you guys sent me stuff. That's 100 times better than a monkey taking a tower. P.O. Box 727, Giga Harbor, Washington, 98335. Those stickers are, that sticker is amazing. Douglas Beach, Florida, what do we got here? Hi, Owen. I heard you on YouTube yesterday on the SGT report. Excellent show. I admire your courage. Please add me to your snail mail list. Thank you. Thank you. I like postcards. Thank you, Big Bear. A constant affirmation. Thank you. I like that. Appreciate you, buddy. Hollywood, America. That's hilarious. Look at this. Somebody sent me this. Hollywood, America. This is a scene from American Pie when the grabber, the gentleman of Ashkenazi descent, fornicates with the American Pie. Goes deep in there. Dear Big Bear, I'm a proud supporter of your work. Here's some gravel for your babble. Just want to say I appreciate you. Below are some edited excerpts from an Obama speech and a Trump speech that you can read in the voice of each. I can't do Trump, but I... hopefully we can all get a chuckle from it during this squirdemic. Also, I added a funny meme. Sincerely, Silent Bear. Please verify me, Silent Bear. Welcome, Silent Bear. I can do Obama, though. We begin this year and this administration in the midst of an unprecedented crisis that calls for an unprecedented squirts. Just this week, we saw more people file for unemployment than any time in the last 26 years. And experts agree that if no squirting is done, the unemployment rate could reach double digits. Our economy could fall $1 trillion short of its full squirt capacity, which translates $12,000 in lost squirting income for a family of four. And we could lose a generation of potential as more young Americans are forced to forego college squirting dreams to the chance to squirt for the jobs of the future. That's hilarious. In short, we do not squirt boldly and swiftly a bad direction. It could become dramatically worse. Fantastic Obama president, thank you. That is why I propose an American recovery and reinvestment squirt plan to immediately jumpstart squirt creation, as well as long-term economic squirt growth. I'm pleased to say that both parties in Congress are already hard at work on this squirting plan. I hope to squirt it into law in less than a month. Squirt, squirt, squirt. This is an actual, yeah, I think it's an actual speech with squirt added to it. I had to include Trump in this letter as well. As much as I love the guy, sometimes he's forced to use rhetoric of the squirt. I had to include Trump in this letter As well, as much as I love the guy, sometimes he's forced to use the rhetoric of the squirt. Please do your best Trump impression from the following recent Trump briefing. All right. The Treasury Department. I can't do a Trump, dude. But, I mean, since you gave me a little grab, I'll dance for my dinner. The Treasury... I can't do a Trump... The Treasury Department. I can't... I've never tried to do one before. That's all I got. The Treasury Department of the Small Business Administration launched the program in record-breaking time. Just one... I can't do a Trump. Yeah. I got nothing for Trump. I can do Obama though. All right, there's more Obama. Now that our experts believe the worst days of squirtdemic are behind us, Americans are looking forward to the safe and rapid reopening of our country. Throughout this squirting, all right, you guys get the idea. No, I don't tend to do a lot of presidential impressions. Like, I don't do Clinton or anything either. I only know how to do Obama because I found it fascinating that he talked like he was from Iowa, kind of. And he was a bike thief from Malaysia. Or no, where was he from? Hawaii by way of... didn't he used to live in Indonesia or something? It makes no sense. So I got fascinated with how he talked because he says, folks, this is how he talks. It's one of the fakest... accents I've ever seen in my life. Oh, this is cool. This guy's crushing. The garden, thanks. No problem. Dude, thank you. It's a very generous gravel for my babble. A Biden impression is just groping everyone's eye. Yeah, this is Joe Biden impression. Yes. Oh. Big Bear, please accept the tip for your tip jar. Keep up the crushing, Billy Bear, a.k.a. Oh, that says name. Thank you, Billy Bear. Very generous. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93325. Now, I'll do an impression of Joe Biden. Ready? Is this a child sock? Oh, by the way, we did find Amy's, the sock, the alleged sock. She'll pop in and apologize. His white grandpa was Bush Sr.'s first cousin. No way. That's great. That's very surprising. What a bunch of crazy people. Hey, love, do you want to tell the people about how you moved in the chair?
She's outside picking up.
Does anyone have any questions for my mother? Oh, do you want to tell the people about how you're super sorry about, you know, throwing me, about the chair thing?
The last time I'm apologizing for
No, but here's the thing. No, but it was an angel. It was you.
Okay.
All right, that's, it's an ongoing, I find it funny, but no. She squirted me. I just got squirted. Amy just squirted me like a dog. We just started squirting the George when he would bark during our dinner. And so I joked that I was going to squirt the kids when they misbehaved. And of course, like true alchemist DNA. All right, so Charlie immediately, he doesn't even talk yet. I'm going to squirt you guys if you don't listen to Mama. And they both go, and I was, and Amy pointed out, she was like, they just totally reversed it on you. And I was like, they did. It might be genetic. Like they said, not only is that not going to work, I want you to spray me because I want water. And I was like, that's so funny. Oh, and Logos is right. Oh, dude, this guy rules. Praise be to God. Thanks through Christ. Keep up the good work. I'm feeling really good about the supplies sent to the front lines of this culture war. I love the streams and don't want to be specific. Just want to encourage you to keep doing what you are doing. On good days, continue to praise Logos, Christ. And on bad days, continue to trust Logos. What a great quote. That's a fantastic quote. On good days, praise Logos. On bad days, trust Logos. Wow. God bless you and yours through Christ, Hobart guy. P.S. On bad days, also praise and thank God through Christ. Yeah, but I know what you mean, though, about, like, trust, though. Very good. This is a very powerful weapon in the spiritual cultural war. Very powerful. God bless. Yeah. Extremely. Thank you, brother. You're the man. I feel good about the culture war. Do you guys listen to Vox's stream tonight? Great. About the importance of platforms and the importance of, like, his book. This, like, Castelli Library is so important, you know? Like, actually putting books in those leather... I mean, a lot of goats have had to die for his books, though. We might have to talk about that. We love Mama Jean's dual-ending stories. Nice. Do you have any questions for Mama Jean or my wonderful wife? An angel is walking around tidying up. It's my wife. Does Mama Jean have a recommended reading list? Yes, we'll get that going. She's here for 2 weeks, so she's going to be doing probably every other day. I don't want to wear her down, but again, she probably has more energy than me sometimes. Ever since I pulled my calf, I'm just like hobbling around completing tasks and yelling at people. Not in a bad way, but in like a, take that out of your mouth. Go to bed. Don't squirt me in the face.
Stop barking.
Stop, oh yeah. I totally understand why there's certain dads that all they do is just like bark at people. I'm almost there. I'm just like, get back in your cage. Oh, where's the letter here? Some great streams coming. Oh yeah, she's gonna get. She'll want to get a tap into Logos. My mom will do unauthorized.tv is about to launch a new Tolkien stream. Want to talk Logos, C.S. Lewis, and Tolkien? It's how you, because it's hard to get little kids to read the Bible, or you know, you can have the picture Bible and stuff, but there's so many authors that just put these truths and these stories in these narratives that you. It's much easier to pass on the knowledge. I think a lot of my biblical knowledge came from the books my mother read me when I was a kid, like The Dark is Rising, Tolkien, C.S. Lewis. Like, these are stories, you know? It's the same, it's a different octave, but it's the same pattern as the Bible. BB, get EMG on with your mom. That'd be amazing. Does Mama Jean have favorite songs you play? Mom, what's your favorite song I play?
Well, back in the day when you were in high school and college.
Yeah, Screwtape Liars is awesome. All right, go on.
You know, it comes at different times, but it was, I loved it when you play Show Me the Way to Go Home, but isn't that a Beatles song?
Oh, yeah, Once There's a Way to Get Back Home. I'll play that.
I love that because you just made the piano sing when you would play that.
What's your reading list for, do you recommend the Screwtape Liars? Isn't that a good one?
Oh, sure.
She's a big C.S. Lewis fan.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing is, the whole Narnia series is what, 7 books? The whole Wrinkle in Time series is 5 books. The Dark is Rising is 5 books. So if you read those,
there you go.
It takes you a year.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's The Hobbit with the Lord of the Rings, and that's 4 books. But so that's a great place to be.
There you go. So you got Lord of the Rings. But the originals, not the abridged.
Right. And
Dark is Rising is pure Logos.
And then throw in Patrick Ness and A Monster Calls, which was published in 2014. And then start reading some of his work. That's what you do. You start with those.
Has your mom read Watership Down?
Oh, of course. I've used it in class.
Yeah. No, my mom. Do you like J.K. Chesterton?
I do. I've never used...
Or GK, yeah.
I haven't used them in class, but...
No, she knows... That's the thing. You can't ask someone like her your favorite books. I mean, there's just no way to even start.
She reads all day.
She's constantly reading.
There's so much good stuff.
Like, if we sit for a second, like, if she goes with me to feed the goats and she sits, there's a book out.
Well, not...
I mean, that's a slight exaggeration.
Yes, but I just love to get immersed in these characters and settings.
Yeah.
So, The ones that have truth in them. And
truth.
The ones that don't, I just put aside and
exactly.
Go to the next one.
Exactly. All right.
But start with those, and then they will open up to other stories for you. But I'll keep throwing in names, but you can play Show Me the
World. Mama Jean Barrett, what do you think of C.S. Lewis, The Great Divorce?
I don't know that one.
She doesn't know that one.
But one that was really important to my brother when our dad died. Now watch, I'm going to forget. Surprised by Joy.
Is that C.S. Lewis?
Yeah, that's C.S. Lewis.
Surprised by Joy.
That's when he went from atheism to Christianity after meeting the Joy, and I forget her last name, the woman he eventually married, who was divorced but and had two children, two sons, which he helped raise. But that's a beautiful story of his conversion.
Yeah.
From atheism to Christianity.
Wrinkle in Time was a cornerstone of my childhood, yeah.
Yeah, it is for so many.
C.S. Lewis was a Freemason. Thoughts? No thoughts. I don't even know if that's true, and if it is true, I don't know why you're just trying to put down a great man. I'm going to put that guy in a timeout. And C.S. Lewis was a Freemason. Thoughts, you're in a timeout. If you ever come close to writing like him, you can, you know,
right.
You can just throw stuff out like that. Like, that's like saying, Owen Benjamin worked for Hollywood. Thoughts? It's like, yeah, I got a thought. You're now kicked out of Saloon. No proof of Lewis being a Mason? Who cares if he was? How dare you? Okay, so all the founding fathers, all this stuff, it's a Ponzi scheme. Freemasonry is a simple Ponzi scheme, and it's changed over the years of what it is. There's a lot of people that are in Freemasonry that literally think it's about picking up highways and having beers. And there's going to be idiots in here that are just like, oh, how dare you? How dare you? They're just living in their little pits. All right, anyway. Wrong saloon. Thoughts, hilarious. And I don't even know if he is. It's just you don't get to sit around and snipe at people's character like that.
That's right.
He's divorced. Thoughts? It's just like, shut up. I'm a Mason. It's dumb in my experience. Right. It's not even a big deal. Me and Jason almost joined the Masons when we were bored. Like, we just kept looking at this thing and we're like, should we become like a Mason? And we're like, no. Because it was just like a big thing where dudes hung out and we were lonely. It's that stupid, guys. And then, of course, at the upper echelons, that's like saying every cop is bad. Because if you go up the ladder, you'll see some real corruption. It's just absolutely insane. If everyone is an evil Freemason, so I don't have to look at my sins. Exactly. So I'm divorced. Right. It's like I worked for Hollywood. I've said crazy stuff in my life, looking back, that I was completely wrong about. It's like when my mother and I are having a nice conversation about a wonderful author, and someone just goes, Freemason, thanks. Masons look for lonely men. Yeah, we never even, like, filled out an app or whatever it is. But the point I'm trying to make is it's not like some weird witch baby killing cult. It's literally just a big building in your town where dudes just like hang out. You want me to slaughter some sacred cows? I'll tell you about a lot of churches that act very similar. Well, we don't need to do that right now. All right. Big Bear Owen and Mama Bear Amy and Bear Cubs. I'm the violinist who mentioned on a YouTube chat back in November. Nice. That I loved playing Mozart. It was funny as you mocked that. You then exclaimed that I was a shill or something. Now I just wanted, watching YouTube, a vid on the Magic Flute being an opera about the induction into Satanic Freemasonry. Wow, this is synchronicity. This is insane. I can't believe these things keep happening. Being an opera about the induction into Satanic Freemasonry and how completely wrecked every piece of Mozart I've ever played. This is a little humbling. I guess I did to her what I just accused someone else of doing to me. Although I'm right though about that. The Magic Flute has a very definitive point to it. It's not just like a dude who may have had beers with dudes who do Mason work at very low wage. Now, thankfully, Mozart's Requiem is still good, and the words speak of Jesus' return to earth and Judgment Day. Awesome. Listen, if you stop loving something because a random guy on the internet tells you to, you never really loved it. Maybe Wolfgang had an epiphany to become come to Jesus moment as he aged, or some things can shake my soul and draw me to the Savior when one realizes one needs a frailty anyway. Only Jesus knows. Keep the faith. All the best. Jesus coming. Christy. Cool, Christy. You're on you're on a nice little path there. I like Led Zeppelin songs. I say that now every time people start purity spiraling. Led Zeppelin, I like the Immigrant Song. I'm going to play it on the piano in a second. I judge artwork based on the art itself. Is it good? Does it sound good? You know? I judge character based on whether or not someone cucks. Whether or not what religion, race, doesn't matter to me. If you're a cuck, you're useless to me. If you can stand strong in the face of adversity, I dig it. But I think Mozart had a fetish for shit. So I think Christy may have to really look into Mozart a little bit here. He was obsessed with like farting and shitting and stuff. Like he would write dirty like shit poems and stuff to like lovers and stuff. Magic Flute by Mozart exposed masonry. Yeah, like the high level bullshit. Like this stuff, everything can be worse or better depending on who's doing it. That's why it's like if someone just says Freemason, it doesn't do anything to me. But when you really analyze the Magic Flute, you can see what it's really all about. WTF? Ha 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 ha. Yeah, he was a dirty little boy in my opinion. All right, near square boy. Yeah, and Chrissy, listen, if that elevates her soul, if that's what really elevates her, like if she really likes a guy that is obsessed with poop. Then great for Christy. You know? She loves violin. Moat's fart. BB, can you play Clair de Lune? I can, but I won't. Mozart had a dookie fetish? Yes. Yes. Big time. Look into it. And Christy loves that stuff. Christy can't get enough of that dookie. Mozart was just... What's that, buddy? Good night. Give me a hug. I love you, buddy. Come here, come to dad. I love you. Mwah. Sleep good, buddy. Okay. Tomorrow I'll throw you into the pillows.
Okay.
Don't let the bed bugs bite. That's right. Bye, Charlie. Bye, Charlie. Sleep good, buddy. All right. Mozart wasn't allowed to hang with the Masons. I don't even know what we're talking about here. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I think it really just darkened a really nice conversation I was having with my mom. The Masons, people don't even know what that means. Myself included. I'm starting to see a lot of patterns of like every time you start talking about something really beautiful, someone just snipes it and just goes, Masonry! Mozart, I don't like Mozart because his music, like this. That raises your soul, I mean, for this. Actually, there's a good aria in Magic Flute I'll play at the Queen of the Night. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Here we go. Magic Flute, Queen of the Night aria. This is good music, at least. They're probably singing about something horrifying, though. The vengeance of hell boils in my heart. Death and despair flame about me. Where is it? Where is it? This is it. This is very creative. But compare this to Shostakovich, Beethoven, Liszt, it's nothing. This guy's a little flute boy. He's a little squirt boy. Mozart's the definition of a squirt boy. That was actually pretty creative, but it's I think Mozart's terrible. I think Mozart is the definition of that composer that everyone's just told to like. You want to talk about elevating your soul with Jesus? Okay. You don't need to look any farther than Ave Maria. Let's get a really good singer. I'm so aggressive right now. Oh, the Celtic women? This could be interesting. Yeah. Mozart sucks. What's this?
Ave Maria.
Compare that to Mozart. Magic flute. Oh, magic flute. It's so pathetically blind, in my opinion. Mozart is the Bob Dylan of the, yeah. Like, this is so much better. It's, like, not even close. Oh, by the way. Yeah. Just listen to it. This is the Celtic women. It's not even close. You want to talk good arias in opera? Okay, La Boheme, The Bohemians by Puccini. What? Musetta's Waltz is very beautiful. It goes. Yeah. Let's listen to somebody sing it really good. All right, here we go. Shut up, Bolts. Can you imagine how, like, look at how terrible music's become? This is great. Puccini can write an aria. Mozart enjoys listening to people fart. You could fall in love with this song. The best Mozart, Christy's probably right about though. It's his later stuff, his funeral stuff. So listen to a big fat guy sing it.
La Boheme is a great opera. Important.
Sing it. I'll show you like a really famous aria that you might recognize. It's from Carmen. Habanera is probably the most famous. I was in this opera when I was a little kid. This is probably the most famous aria. This is used in movies all the time. It's so conniving. It's like you can see it. Yeah, and then commercials just bastardize everything. You can just already picture like the Keyboard Elves or the chocolate they're selling. Melodic phrasing is masterful. Yeah, this is great. This is awesome. I was in the chorus. I was in the children's chorus. Have you guys heard Carmina Burana? This is a good, this song will just get things going. Very creative. And the thing about all this stuff is it becomes cliche because it's good and there's no... And people are like, oh, from the movie From the Doors? It's like, it's not From the Doors. People just bastardize everything. I'm so aggressive tonight. Hang on, what do we got here? Let me just show you something else. Mozart. Let's check out another Mozart aria. Mozart Requiem. Let's take a look at this. This is good. This is, yeah, towards the end, he did his best stuff. But it's still not, it doesn't do it like other stuff. Nothing. All right, just compare it to this. Yeah. All right, just nonsense. Listen to this, Beethoven Symphony Number 7. Listen to this. I mean, you want to just get into the dark? Like, just this is so much better. It's not even close. Listen to this. Like, Mozart didn't know how to drop a beat. He didn't know how to, like, fill the emotion. He'd always keep it in the surface. We're just going to listen to this. Everyone's going to enjoy it. Mozart is telling a story. Yeah, it's probably about how much he likes poop jokes. It's a true story. Mozart's story sucked. Barbara Seville. When Hollywood makes movies about you glorifying you, you sucked. No, Hollywood is never going to make a movie called Shostakovich. No, it's about Mozart because he served the beast. Beethoven. I know they made a movie about Beethoven, so maybe I take back my theory. But they made Beethoven look like a dick, though. So that means he's probably a good guy. It's not even close to Mozart. So much better. Listen to this. When you drop the band hammer, it's coming up soon. I mean, it's... Okay, let me... All right, so this is Mozart. Ready? Don't you picture just like two little gay guys running around a garden pinching each other? Oh, you pinched me again. Now do you want to hear some? All right. This is Beethoven. There's no pinching. And here's Mozart. I go pee pee out of my penis. All right, here's Mozart. Here's Beethoven. You can let that sit for a minute if you wanted to, and everybody would sit silently. My fingers are really tired from milking goats. I really am. My hands. I milk 7 goats twice a day. So, like, not to make excuses, but okay. So here's Mozart again. I squirted. You squirted. Everybody squirted. Here's Beethoven. He's saying, "Get out of my garden, squirt boys." Mozart. Yeah, you guys get it. My fingers are tired. And then Mozart's like, we're just squinting in the garden. We're just gonna get out of my fucking garden. Get out of my Get. But we're playing tiddlywinks with our little tiddlies. Something like that. I can't read and do comedy and play Mozart at the same time. Maybe he's that. Maybe he's a little bit. That means he's like kind of good. All right. I don't think he's very good. I'm not kidding. And when the emperor was like too many notes, the emperor was right. Want to see how you play a song without it, too many notes? The emperor was like, be like Beethoven. He crushes. And Mozart was like, and the emperor was like, no, man, come on. And then, but then Beethoven would go. Mozart wore very small pants. Let's see Mozart's height. What do you guess? What do you guys guess? Mozart's height. 5'4". And that's exaggerated. That's him wearing his little buckle shoes. All right, time to read some more of these. Amy, usually I bake cookies and mail them to folks since I don't actually know. By the way, this is from Christy, too. Christy, by the way, Christy, I love that you like Mozart. I'm being comedic. Personally, I'm just going to share my recipes with you and the Smith family to enjoy. Love hearing about your homestead adventures. Christy. Thanks, Christy. You know that I like to eat like Mozart, and I don't think you like him because of his proclivities. All right. This is what I do for a living, Mom. All right.
Well,
what do you guys want to hear now?
No,
but Mom, remember I used to do 2 shows a night. I still do that. I do 2 streams a day. I just get to tour without leaving my house. Mozart was the Rogan of his day. No, much taller than Rogan. Mozart extends. You guys want to see? I'll save it for tomorrow's stream. Every single COVID commercial is the same. Every one of the beats is the same. It's the same music. Well, the same genre, the same imagery, the same dude. It's crazy. Just wait till I show you guys this. Any Ben Harper? Yeah. I'll play you guys that Lonely Day is a good song. Ben Harper. Yes, is that how it's going? Yesterday feels like a life ago. Ben Harper. Another lonely day. I like sad music. I like Mozart. He likes music he can play tiddlywinks with his little butt boys in the garden with. All right. Any chance your mom reviews A Wind in the Door? Do you know A Wind in the Door?
Oh, yeah. That's part of the
Wrinkle in Time.
Wrinkle in Time series, yes. See, that's the 3 W's coming back. The wind is the Holy Spirit.
The wind is the Holy Spirit, West Side Bear. That's my mom's interpretation. That's all you're going to get today. I always see here.
Yes. Not everybody sees it as the Holy Spirit.
All right. Yeah. A sharp. I don't feel like playing this song. It's just already annoying me. And the first lyrics are like, yes, I'm alone again. But that's all right. Yes, indeed, I'm alone again. And here comes emptiness crashing in. It's either love or hate. I can't find in between, 'cause I've been with witches and I have been with the queen. It's a beautiful song. It wouldn't have worked out anyway, so now it's just another lonely day. We just may, but for now it's just another lonely day. Wish there was something that I could say or do. I could resist anything but the temptation from you. I'd rather walk alone than chase you around. I'd rather fall myself than let you drag me on down. There it goes. It wouldn't have worked out anyway, so now it's just another lonely.
another lonely day. Yesterday seems like a lifetime ago.
Tune, Ben Harper. Today's stream was so good I listened to it twice back to back. Thank you, Bedridden Bear. His name's Bedridden Bear. I think that's probably why he had time to listen to it. Just want to say thank you, BB. Anytime, Working Class Bear. He's so right. We really do love themes. Yes. BB says he doesn't feel like singing a song crushes it. Oh, thanks, Bunny Bear. It's a beautiful song. Ben Folds up next,
from the back of her big brown eyes, she knew you'd be gone as soon as you could, and I hoped you would. You see that you were yourself. Lines on a face did tell, it's just as well.
What else you guys want to hear? I love the rare gems. Oh, yeah. I mean, Another Lonely Day. I'm sure a lot of you guys have never even heard that song. I'm still laughing at how BB so perfectly ruined Mozart for me. Two gay guys chasing and pinching each other. I mean, that's two gay guys pinching each other. Get back here, Brutus! I can't remember the other part. So gay. Oh, Ricardo, come back here, Ricardo. Ricardo, not the sunflower patch. Ricardo, no. It's prickly over there, Ricardo. Yeah, and he died in his 20s of AIDS.
Syphilis, wasn't it?
Syphilis, AIDS. It's just pumping diseases. Yeah. And my mom's fine with me saying stuff like that. Don't spiral.
Oh.
She's fine. They called Mozart Arting Boy in the Garden. Yes.
That's one of the problems with social values.
Social values.
If
value.
Somebody says, your mother's here, should you say those things?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, this morning when somebody said, well, how can I go against social values?
Right, right. Be yourself.
Yes.
I omit certain obscenities from my vocabulary when I'm around, like, my mom or just anybody, like E. Michael Jones or something, but I'm not going to change the way I think and talk. I'll just not say, like, certain, just out of respect, you know. But other than that, I will be saying pumping and stuff like that. All right. And you're not doing any favors, except for, like, little kids. Little kids don't say stuff like that around them. But other than that, it's fine. Brutus, not the sunflower patch. Tee-hee, tee-hee. Oh, Brutus, you know I won't follow you into the prickles. Prickles, Brutus! And then people are like, Mozart lifts my spirits. It's like, yeah, he lifts something in Brutus's pantaloons. Golden Slumbers from Mama Jean. Yeah, I just don't remember the chords that I can sing it in. I'll figure it out, though. I used to know it. Guys, I'm becoming like a weathered man. I've seen a lot in this world. I know I'm only about 40, but you gotta admit, I've seen a lot in this world.
You have.
All right.
9, 10, and 11, you saw a lot.
9, 10, and 11 was my real growing phase.
Yes.
Once there was a way to get back home.
This is wrong. I gotta figure this out. So, no, that's not it.
Once there was a way to get back home.
Nobody talk. I'm dialed in. Man. So it goes.
Once there was a way.
Don't talk.
No,
to get back home. Once there was a way.
That's it.
To get back home. Sleep pretty, darling. Do not cry.
That's it.
And I will sing you a lullaby.
That's it. I'll figure it out right now.
Once there was a way.
Love that song. Does that sound like I used to play it?
Yes, those minor chords that come.
It's just a beautiful and those lyrics. That's why I don't throw away any band or any composer or any artist. You don't know what the grabble of the Beatles was supposed to be. It could have just been their drug songs. Like the Tavistock could have just been pushing LSD, Strawberry Fields Forever, and then the ones that you like.
Yeah.
Like Let It Be is a great message. I went through my Christian purity spiral for a minute where it's like, oh no, Mother Mary is not really Mary and they're trying to, and I was like, it's about marijuana, and I'm like, no, it's a great song. Like everybody needs to relax, you know? Like this song is clearly, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. It's just a great song. I'm going to play it one more time because I haven't played this in so many years.
I know.
Once there was a way. Get back home.
Beautiful song. Yeah, and someone in there was like, yeah, but the chord progression goes back to ancient rituals and the gravel. Dude, everything's, okay, if you truly believe everything's made by God, it's the intention of it. You could have ancient gravel rituals to this song. Eat the baby, Ira. Eat the baby, Ira. It's like, come on, guys. It's like, no, that exact chord progression makes you want to, not me. It makes me miss my home. Like these lyrics. Once there was a way to get back homeward. So beautiful. Once there was a way. It's about, imagine like singing this to a little girl after like your house burned down and you like have a new, and you're like living in a hotel or something and you're like comforting her. It's beautiful. This is not evil. There's nothing evil about this.
And you used to play it every time you came back.
Every time I came back from college, I'd play this.
Yeah.
Once it was away. Every time I'd come home from college, I'd play this song. To get back home. I like to hear your voice more. Okay. About time someone appreciated my beautiful singing voice. I might not sing like a fat Italian, but I sing with heart. All right. Tom, do you... Emotion, this is beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. BB, do you know any five for fighting? No, I don't. Sorry. Please play Imagine, but the reverse... I'm not feeling very creative. I've been like so worn down by the goats that I'm not feeling super riffy right now. I just want to sing pretty music and read letters. And I already read the letters. I got a couple more letters for tomorrow though. 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I think it was written to another dude. I don't care, Titty Bear. You can apply anything. Guys, people think Mozart is elevating their soul. That, listen, if anything's telling a story, people are like, oh no, Golden Slumbers, that's clearly, you know, satanic. Dude, Mozart's, every one of his music songs was a soundtrack to pinching gay butts in a garden. Baby, do you know any Bush? I don't want to come back down from this cloud. It's taking me all this time to find out what I mean. I don't know, maybe I'll figure it out. Gunner's Dream? Yeah, no problem. Let It Be. I really don't like the song that much. I was just making a point. I mean, Let It Be. I like the concept of letting something be. As someone who doesn't let things be very often, it's a good reminder to me, you know? Like, it's pretty easy for me to not let things be. So sometimes I like saying to myself, just let it be. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother, because I was like, oh, Mother Mary. Oh, marijuana. One of the reasons I know this stuff is because I've went down these roads. The Beatles were straight up gay. You know, the Beatles didn't write any of their music, right? Like, check out, the Beatles were just the front men. It was a lot of, like, classical writers, like, old school. Dude, a lot of old Napolitano writers out of Italy. Zero. The Beatles didn't write anything for themselves. Watch Sage Akway did a 4.5-hour presentation eviscerating anybody that wants to say that the Beatles, they're the monkeys. It's like, hey, hey, we're the Beatles. I don't love the people in the Beatles. I like that song. I don't know why this is that hard to understand. Well, I've not understood it, so I'll be a little more patient. It's a beautiful song, and it was stolen by some. It was written by some really great songwriters, and they weren't all grabbers. A lot of them were Italian. You know, like yesterday is an Italian song. goes, yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Doesn't want to play the same things right now. I'll play Gunner's Dream. I love that song. I can ask my mom. I can play the same song 1,000 times in a row. I can. I'll do something with yesterday. Social distancing made everyone far away. Now it looks COVID is here to stay. I believe Bill Gates is gay. Suddenly, Bill Gates is trying to put something inside of me. COVID-19 is apparently my medical ID, but I have an AR-19. AR-19 is far better than 15. AR-19. I said, if you come with me to meet with COVID-19, you'll see my AR-19. Suddenly, Bill Gates' vaccine is inside of me. My breasts feel supple and this is getting weird. Dude, Bill Gates is married to a man. I don't care about Bill Gates. He's probably right, but AR-19. They should make an AR-19 just for anybody that wants to put something inside of you. Rectum damn near killed him.
That's funny.
Thanks, Kung Fu Bear. Beethoven didn't understand why everyone preferred Moonlight to many of his other sonatas. Me either. Well, then you're dumb and gay. That's how I handle hackers, Mom. All right, Bill Gates. How would you possibly know that Beethoven didn't understand why people like Moonlight over other ones? Who told you that? Like, where did you come up with that tidbit of information? Ugh. My mom's laughing at my disgust. She's just chuckling the whole time I'm talking. I just get them so... Amy calls me the tormented man. I'm just this tormented man. I'm
well, like, you now what? Have 8 baby goats to feed 4 times
I got 8 baby goats to feed 4 times a day, so. Oh, exactly. Suddenly, we all know Mozart is into Saturn, yeah. According to Beethoven's Wikipedia, right. And Symphony is awesome? It's awesome. But, I mean, Beethoven didn't understand why anybody liked it. Ugh. How would Beethoven not think... Moonlight Sonata is a perfect song. Suddenly, there's Microsoft inside of me. There's a Microsoft inside of me. That's pretty funny. Suddenly, there's a Microsoft wiener inside of me. I'm being dirty. BB, do you think Helter Skelter may have been rebellious, relieving of the other writers? I have no idea. What went on behind the scenes in the Beatles was probably an absolute train wreck. Just conniving, weirdos. But there was obviously musical genius in there. And I don't care. I'm so empowered that I just like what I like. I don't care. Like, I don't care about Baxter. I don't care about Squirt Boys just going, but didn't you know he was a Freemason? All right, suddenly. Gates is an expert on medicine and sodomy, and he wants to put COVID, his vaccine, deep inside of me. Oh, I don't know. I didn't want to riff. My mind is already hurting. I see a Microsoft working outside my window. That's pretty funny. BB, do you know any CCR? Yes. Someone told me long ago. There's a calm before the storm. I know. Been that way for all my time.
it's over, so they'll say. It'll rain someday. I know. Shining down like water. I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain? I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain? Coming down, sun and day. Yesterday and days before, sun is cold but rain is hard. I know it can't stop our wonder.
I want to know, have you ever seen the plane? That's a good one about 9/11.
I want to know, did anybody see the plane?
I told my mom that there were no planes in 9/11 today, and she was like, what? She was just like, oh, because she trusts me at this point, because I bet 1,000. So she was just, she accepted it, but was just like, oh, God. Like, really? I was like, no planes. I think I need some Gunner's Dream. Sure. Yeah, no, but that's the thing. It's like, she knows I'm right, and I'm that, you know. And so it was just like this harsh, like just this accepting. I'm just like, ah. Ask any pilot if it's possible to make that turn going 450 miles an hour at 200 feet above the ground. That's why the pilots for Truth About 9/11 were one of the most compelling bunch. Because it's so not even close to possible. But it's fine. Doesn't matter. Candle in the Wind. No, sorry, I'm not in a sodomy there, Longbow Bear. I'm going to play Gunner's Dream.
Floating down through the clouds, memories come rushing up to meet me now. But in the space between the heaven and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car, and the silver in her hair shine in the cold November air.
You heard the song?
You hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel. And as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the band, you take her frail hand and hold on to the dream.
Want to hear something? I think it's more believable and more probable that collectively people did 9/11 with their mind than planes. And I don't even think that that's super high probability, but I think there's a higher probability, and you can call me crazy all you want. I know I'm not crazy. I'm crushing. There's a higher probability that somehow people did 9/11 with their minds than there is planes. I don't think it was minds, but I'm starting to think that there's some weird things going on with minds.
A place to stay. Enough to eat. Somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street. But you can speak out loud about your doubt and fear. And what's more, no one ever disappears. You never hear their staring at you, kicking in your door. You can relax on both
My theory about because if you really look into wave theory and electric universe and Walter, I always forget his name, Walter Russell and Nikola Tesla and Schellenberger and all these guys or whatever that guy's name is, it's like thoughts are power. Like it is, that's what it's power. And it's like there is, I'm not saying that you can just like think and things move like my chair that turned out to be Amy's foot. It's fine. But everything that exists was first a thought in someone's head. And if you understand how like Nikola Tesla could knock down a bridge in 5 minutes with his earthquake machine, which was this big. That's a fact. I mean, I can't say it's a fact. I wasn't there. I just scolded someone for telling me that Beethoven not liking Moonlight Sonata was... But it's a lot more reliable than, there was more witnesses and all that than the little Beethoven gossip. Your thoughts created Ursa Minor through action. Right. But vibrations is what I'm talking about. Vibrations are like, you know, Tesla said vibrations are everything. It's like everything's a song. Like everything is a, if you look at stars really close, they look like vibratory notes. All right, 9/11 was early Big Bear telekinesis. Yeah, I did that with my mind. I was really pissed off that day. Yeah, you're 100% right, Big Bear. Why do you think we can only use 10% of our brain? Our DNA has been grabbled. Speak for yourself, buddy. I use more than 10% of my fucking brain. I think there were planes, but there were no markings on them. There are no planes. Planes can't move like that. And if you look at, and the fact is only, I can't say no planes. I don't even want to get into it. I don't want to bicker. Obviously, it wasn't drones. It wasn't planes. There's like literally zero chance. That's fine. You can think whatever you want. It was one shot from one thing that they put on the media. There's zero video anywhere of any planes. Do you think that the Pentagon was also a plane? Or do you think it was a drone plane? Of course not. That's literally, it's like so mind-blowingly absurd. You think Building 7 was just like a paper plane? It was just like, maybe someone had a kite and it had a mine on it. Where's the proof we use 10% of our brain? It's a gravel lie. NASA did 9/11. No, stop. Just stop. All right, I'm getting aggressive again. BB's the only tower I wish to preserve. Thank you. Dude, it was the guys from the caves. All right, let's just move past this. Absurd theories about 9/11 just get me agitated. the plane comes out of the back of the building. Right, it's 100% hologram. And there's only one angle. It's textbook 2001 animation. No planes found it. No, there's no planes. B, is there any way you can play Ed McMahon? No. Tattoo from Fanny Island. Building 7 was erased with a box cutter, obviously. If you are a squirt boy, you use 10%. Well, you haven't seen the paper planes I can make, Big Bear. Was it dancing small caps? There was thousands of tourists photographing the towers and no planes. There's no planes, guys. There's zero planes. And it's so easy. It's so crazy easy to keep a lid on information. Just look at what's happening with COVID-19 right now. Every single nurse I know says it's bullshit. But yeah, you turn on TV, it's like, nah. They have such a stranglehold of mass media that if you plug into mass media, you are accepting lies. Like, you're accepting that. There is no planes. Like, it doesn't even make any sense. I'll upload this stuff about no plane theory. I don't care at all. Just save it, World Without Curves Bear. You don't even have a bear name. And you, who the hell are you? I'm putting on subscriber only. This is why the people come to hear me, bitch. Because an honest, annoyed person is more entertaining than a frosty liar.
A charismatic liar.
People are so sick of charismatic liars. This is how people actually feel it. MKL trying to mask you. Shut up, Titty Bear. Remember when Bushwick... All right. Since when are there unicorns in the Bible? I don't care. All right, what's on you? I'm going to land this plane. What's on you? Can you ask your mom to look into the Avatar The Last Airbender story? What? Avatar The Last Airbender?
I have no idea.
She doesn't care. I like the idea of a building meant to fall into a foundation like a magic trick. Yeah, I like that idea too. Annoyed banning BB is extremely entertaining. Thanks, Mountain Bear. Good to see you, Mountain Bear. Such great heights, no problem. Especially when I'm playing really beautiful music. It's such a weird irony. Like, I'm just playing really pretty music and then being like, shut up, Titty Bear. Like, his name's Titty Bear. He's a good dude, though, but he's Boston trash. All right, hang on. What do we got here? So I'm just going to look up. I already forgot. My mind is very tired. BB, can you do a rendition of Youth Dare? What are you guys just... Oh, Oasis. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'll do Don't Look Back in Anger. I should know it by now. I always forget the words. Take me to the place it... Hang on, I'll just look it up. T-Bear, stop talking about the wind. T-Bear's a good guy. I'm just busting balls. All right, hang on. Say what you will about my methods. I'm the only dude on the internet that successfully pruned a chat.
Vox.
Oh, yeah, Vox does, yeah. That's a good point. Vox is even more ruthless than me. He just doesn't tell people when he's doing it.
Right.
He's just like... Titty Bear's the man. Yeah, we get it. Anyone see the clip from the show Dead Zone where chloroquine is the only cure for a deadly coronavirus pandemic much? Dude, I whenever I just peek my head into the world of anything mainstream, including like Alex Jones, it's so dumb. So people are already battling over what is the cure for a non-existent virus. Oh no, my aunt's aunt has it. Shut up. They're like, no, it's chloroquine is the way that Donald Trump is going to take down the deep state and the big pharma. In the vaccine, in the chloroquine. It's like it's an exhausting time to be a legend, but I'm doing a damn good job. Alex is dumpster pumping, yeah. Is California trash as bad as Florida trash? This trash is trash. That's Titty Bear. Do you know the You Spin Me Round song? No. It's like, dude, I figured out the cure for non-existent fake thing. Very true. Also, Vox, I'm amazed he didn't ban me. Post-war dreams? Maybe. Oh, it's crazy town. It's crazy. Dude, the Q-tards at this point are now saying that this is all part of the plan, and Donald Trump needs to reveal China and Big Pharma in order to really take down Hillary. I'm dead serious. It's like, they're worse than the SJW leftists that are like, oh no, we have to make it so every trans, you know, there's no gender of the tree and the trans and the abortion. It's like, dude, people are off the rails, man. They're off the rails. Like, they're like, no, Trump has him right where he wants him. So now everyone sees what China's really doing. I'm like, dude, people are literally losing their house. No, but see, this is all part of the plan, man. He has a deep state. But Asian hornets. We have a sane little corner of the internet, but I hate to break it to you guys. There's a lot of just absolute insanity. Your IQ clearly not high enough for the 34 degree chest. Oh, guys, they have them right. They have them right where they want them. Q2030. The plan is now timeless, and we'll go back in time and stop Hillary before we never stopped her. Yeah, Q is going to stand for quantum computer, and it's going to become time travel. And then they're going to say, in order to really get Hillary before she first molested a teen, we're going to have to give your house to this banker that funds Trump. Joke's on you. Q's been here the whole time. Q is in your heart. You've had Q the whole time, cowardly lion. And ye, Tin Man, Q has been inside you the whole time. And ye, Scarecrow, you've had the cue in your heart the whole time. Now just click your magic Q-tar decoder ring 3 times and say there's no place like Q message board, and you'll be back. Alright. Cowardly Lion, you've had the cue the whole time. Really? You just had to believe. You just had to believe in the cue. Alright, I'm going to play some Oasis before I lose my mind. So it's a secular replacement for Jesus? Way worse than that. That's I mean, when they say, trust the plan, Q will save us, the United States military is our savior, and people are like, yes. And now it's to a point where I was a Q-tar, was just hoping for justice. Dude, there's no shame in that. I'm glad you said that. That means that you... Dude, there's a real opportunity for strength right now to say I was a Q-tard and I'm no longer a Q-tard. You'll level up if you do that. Like, you got to understand, you level up when you say, bums me out when I see Q-tards relate Q to Jesus. I don't care. I mean, at this point, they'll be like, in order to get the deep state and Hillary, we have to let this guy put a baseball bat in our anus. And that guy is Bill Gates. But that's how we prove that the whole time he wanted to do it. So everybody bend over and take down your pants, and here comes Bill Gates. Guys, I'm literally not exaggerating. Owen was 1/8 Q-tarded. Yeah. And the 1/8 Q-tarded was because things were going so insane that I was willing to listen to any theory. But I the most I ever accepted was 1/8 because Hollywood celebrities were starting to look sickly and insane. And the fact that, like, the whole world shut down for something that didn't exist, I was like, maybe there is some deep thing happening right now. And then it was very quick. I was very quick. I was 7/8 non-Q-tarded. And then it was pretty quick to see how stupid it was. It isn't bad to want to see gold at the end of a rainbow. Right. But you got to not, you can't sacrifice your sanity to do it, you know? I was straight Q-tarded in 2017, 2 COD. I waited 3 months and said, F this. Yeah. And Owen sprained for a day or two. And Owen spiraled for a day. Yeah, I had a couple days of spiral. One of the reasons Owen calls shit out without even knowing it's a part of it. One of the reasons I level up all the time is because I just call out when I'm wrong. And I adapt. Most people are so capable of crushing, but they're incapable of fine-tuning their mind. So they'll just keep, they're like, no, I'm Q. I'm in the Q world. And because they won't admit they were wrong, and so they will just dig their own grave. Oasis in all caps. Timeout. I like your enthusiasm, but while I'm talking about something, just don't all cap. Don't. And you didn't even throw a diamond or anything at me. You're not even going to throw a nickel at your monkey to play your little monkey song. My mom loves this shit. I hear her giggling. Isn't it a little cathartic to just hear someone talking shit in this world? Right. I mean it. Yes. All right. Oh, and have you listened to the new unreleased Oasis song called Don't Stop? It's really good and full of logos. No. BB, can you break down? Yes. Gates gets cucked by Trump daily. No, he doesn't. You're in a timeout. You think Gates gets cucked? Trump is supposed to be the president of the United States. Bill Gates is a computer nerd. Bill Gates is blatantly in control of this entire pandemic, and Trump can't do anything about it. He has them right where he wants them. No, I used to think that a little bit. I thought that Trump had Gates because Trump used to be anti-vax. This is what makes me like kind of not really like Trump that much, is because I think Trump knows how evil vaccines are. He's like called out Gates on it. This is back when I was like, wow, this guy crushes. And now he's pushing vaccines. Yeah, it's fine. It's what they do. It's their quest. Don't be emotionally hurt by any of this. This is what they do. They're hyenas. Oh, no, he's pushing vaccines just to not push it, though. That's how we get Hillary in the Delta terminal. We're this close to catching Hillary. It's like if you know what's in vaccines, and I know Trump knows, he's not allowed to have his own thought. No, I mean, Gates is now alpha over Trump. Say whatever you want. Dude, listen, this isn't the place to lie to yourself. I feel like Gates would be a good Democratic candidate. He'd win. I mean, right now they have a guy who literally groped and molested little girls on C-SPAN, and his supporters are fine with it. Trump is in a bind. Well, he has no power. Gates has more power than Trump. Lie to yourself all you want. Bill Gates is running the show over Trump. BB throwing grown-ass adults into timeouts, Solaris. Yes. I think Trump is cucked. Yes. Obvious. Guys, I don't even want to talk about it because it's so obvious, and it makes people spiral. And they're like, oh, no, he's got him right where he wants him. No, he doesn't. People seem to want it. I think he's giving people what they want, maybe. It's poison. I get it. I'm the same way. He's a politician. He wants to satisfy the people because he wants to maintain power and money and control. Injecting a baby with a vaccine causes sudden infant death syndrome. You can lie to yourself. See where it gets you in life. See where it gets you. You know Trump knows the vaccines are bullshit. And it's like, if you have that guy be like, oh, we're coming up with a vaccine to save everybody, then that's on him. Oh, there's nothing you can do. Yes, there is. There is. If you think he's your big bad alpha leader, he has to say, poor Trump is surrounded by evil. You better be joking. Poor Trump. Oh, no. Poor Trump. Poor Trump. He just wants to be king of the world, guys. Vaccines contain mercury for years. They contain worse shit now, Survivor Bear. They contain cancer cells, aborted fetus tissue, and aluminum, which is probably the main and only cause of severe dementia. My mom didn't vaccinate me when I was born because she knew about it. I didn't listen to it, I guess, enough, but I now know again. Lie to yourself all you want. Lie to yourself about your big bad Trump. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He knows, but he's still a politician. He's not a leader. He's a mafia don, literally. And that's fine. That's fine. Guys, the governor of my or the attorney general of my state, his daughter is one of the big pharma executives pushing vaccines. Guys, throw in the towel on this thing. Your politicians are not going to help you. Donald Trump has sold you out. Donald Trump has sold you out. But that doesn't mean anything. You weren't his to sell. You weren't his to sell. Have you seen Melinda Gates? No, I don't care. Must be no good words rhyme with Trump. No. It's poison, dude. Like, now that I know what vaccines are, I lost a bunch of listeners because I'm against vaccines. People can't help. People can't listen to this shit. I don't give a fuck. You think I want a dead baby on my hands? You think I want someone? You think I now know a lot of information about vaccines? It's poison. It kills babies. Fact. People are literally like, we need Trump to have martial law in order to get Hillary. And now he's like, listen to Bill Gates. Listen to Bill Gates, guys. It's all good. It's going to be pretty intense, but this is the way it has to be for the Lord. Yeah, it's fine. It's not even going to be intense. Just don't take the vaccines. Guys, information really is power. It really is. The Washington State governor's daughter works for the Gates Foundation. Right, guys, And I don't want this stream or my channel to be the place that I just keep going, did you know that? Did you know that these people all want to fucking kill you for money? And it's like, I'm not gonna have those deaths on my back. Like, when I leave this place, I want to leave with a good scorecard for my life. You know? Don't you feel that way, Ma?
Indeed.
Yeah, it's like, people don't see the big picture. When we kiss this place goodbye, I want my scorecard to punch out good. Respect for telling people the tough truths. Tough truths.
But then if you don't, you're disrespecting yourself.
Of course, a lot of people don't see that. You can't hide from yourself. Some Washington sheriffs seem pretty awesome. You're in a timeout, Tiny Bear. Of course, some Washington sheriffs seem pretty awesome. I'm not trying to be a dick, but you need to sit and think before you talk again. I'm going to get you a tiny bear down with you. Right now, you're negotiating with yourself. You're saying, but the sheriffs, though. But the state senators, but guys, the government is not here to help you. The sheriff is not here to help you. Yes, I'm friends with some sheriffs. The job is not to help you. I'm not going to apologize for telling you guys this. How do you not see this yet? But some of them are based and red-pilled. Guys, Idaho completely shut down. I've been hearing for months about how based and red-pilled Idaho is. No. There was a statewide order, and all their businesses shut down over something that doesn't exist. But they're so based in red-pilled. There's this sheriff, Sheriff Gary, and he won't. He already said in a tweet, just let it go. I could do this all day. I'm not going to do this to you, though. I'm going to go back to playing music and having a good day because I don't want to attach myself in their pit. No part of the government, their job is to protect their job. Exactly. Their job isn't to hurt you. Their job is to protect their own power. That's it. And their job is to manage the weak and the vulnerable and the broken. That's the government. If you don't look at any government officials, none, low or high, doesn't matter. DMV, that girl at the DMV is not here to help you get your license. She's here to make punch in and punch out. And same thing applies to Donald Trump. And they don't hate you. They don't care about you. Their job is to manage all let's say life is a marathon. Everyone's running a marathon. And every time someone quits, there's like a bus that picks them up. And they give them like Doritos and a shot of like bullshit. And then they just bring them home and then they take half their money. That's the government. The government isn't like, we got to kill. It's like the people that are like, I'm done, pick me up. And they're like, no problem, eat the Dorito, give me half your money. That's the government. Every level, there isn't one level of the government that's here to, and people are like, but the fire department, they're mostly volunteers. The most effective governmental agency are volunteers. Most of the fire departments are volunteers. The most logos you will find are volunteers. Men in a community that want to put out fire and help people. Do you play a song that you think crushes the most? A song you in the mood for? The tax form in people's minds. Right, right. But see, it's only if you give up. That's why I'm like sick of the fucking the victims. Where it's like, oh, they're coming. They'll pick you up if you're done. You tap out yet? You tap out because Trunk will pick you right up. And it's the same thing with this shit. It's like. These people, they're like, yeah, but some of the sheriffs are based in red-pilled. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, seriously, what do you do? Just eat the Dorito, give them half the money, take the knee. Start watching TV. Here's Anderson Cooper. He's about to frame your world for you. They don't want to kill you. They just want to suckle off you like a, what are those birds? I don't know.
You know, he just became a father.
Who just became a father? Anderson Cooper just became a father?
Sir, of course.
Oh, that kid's so, I mean, God bless that kid. That kid's in for it.
He had a son.
You know that Anderson Cooper's brother jumped out of a window because his mother was torturing him. True story. Anderson Cooper's mother's a Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And his brother just was emotionally troubled, and his mother just kept reading him incest stories and mentally torturing him, and then he jumped out of a window right in front of Anderson. Yeah, that's the guy. So if you tap out of life, you know, the government will be like, hey, we got a guy. So Anderson Cooper, who dresses up like a gimp, like a homosexual gimp in leather. That's why when people tell me, oh, don't swear, Big Bear. I'm giving you a worldview that's actually not sick. Like, you turn on CNN, that guy, he's a gimp. He's a homosexual deviant. And he now is going to be tortured. And he's a Vanderbilt, worked for the CIA. His brother was being tortured by his Vanderbilt mother, jumped out of a window, sacrificed. You know, and that's, guys, that's who's framing your world if you give up. He's a Vanderpump? Yeah, totally. Kathy has openly admitted her brother is a pedophile.
Who?
I don't know. Q people think they know the whole world. Oh, Kathy Griffin is really his brother. Yeah? Do we have to go in the sewers to figure that out? I think his brother killed himself. I've interviewed Kathy Griffin. I mean, maybe she's a tranny. I don't know, but I highly doubt it. I mean, the QAnon people have no shame. They just are like, no, we know. We figured it out. We cracked the code with our QAnon decoder rings. Someone, it's time to squirt. So we have the pictures of Vanderbilt above their bed. Dude, he jumped out of a window. You got to sacrifice your firstborn, yeah. Mussolini wanted to make America great. Trust the plan, Trunk 2020. I think Mussolini had some good ideas. You going to bed? All right, well, Ma. It's like no shame is respectful, even if funny. Yeah, I mean, Q just posted, remember to drink your Ovaltine. Dude, Q could make a really funny turn. Like, there could be a funny turn where Q just starts posting really funny shit. Where Q is like, all right, everybody, take out your QAnon decoder rings. Okay. Under the tree, tee-hee, tee-hee, take a pee and count to three. And then Hillary will come to me, and justice will have to see. And then it's like a weird number. And then they're like, okay, QAnon decoder rings, turn left, right. And the whole time they're just not having kids, not planting gardens, not creating communities. They're just like, all right, everybody, Q just posted. Everyone, get out your QAnon decoder rings. They're like, QAnon decoder rings ready. Put on your QAnon decoder special hat. And they put on their hat. It's all this white hat that says woke on it in black letters. And they go, QAnon here. I won't say who I am because I'm under super serious surveillance. But somehow I just keep posting at these. Guys, I'm under super serious surveillance, but I have top secret, top clearance levels. I can't even tell you, even though I'm risking my life right now to be on this computer, I'm going to make it real vague. But why would he make it vague if he just wants to tell us information? Because it's lies. Okay, so take out your QAnon decoder ring and, okay, count to three, Hillary, and then the joke will be on me. It's like, okay, what this really means is we're finally going to start calling out Israel, and soon 9/11, and meanwhile, the whole time, Trunk is just going, big things are happening, big things are happening. It's like, take out your QAnon rings, Q-tards. It's like, what does big things are happening mean? It means he's finally in the underground layers, where Hillary has been storing all her children. Decode and squirt, Q-tards. Process, decoding. It's time to squirt. Decode, squirt. They want you to cue in next time. Guys, I'm risking my life by being on this highly secured internet connection. So instead of just using my time wisely and saying everything that I know, I'm going to draw you along over the course of years with many lies and many things that aren't true in order to get you in the crucial time to stay on your fat asses and give up all your money and your resources and your way of life and let everybody die in hospitals and stuff because we're finally going to get Hillary. All right, everybody, get out your Q-tard decoder rings. Do you really think Trump posted at 1717 out of coincidence? Think, pray, trust the man. I mean the plan. The fuck are you talking about? You better be joking. If at this point you trust Donald Trump, I think you may be a broken man. like you're the black guy that thought Obama was in your corner in 2014. Remember the bike thieves at first? They were so pumped about Obama. It was just like a lot of American patriots. At first, they couldn't get enough. They're like, finally, one of our guys are in. And then as Obama expanded the prison complex and just kept sending bike thieves off to, like, foreign wars and stuff, they learned a lot faster than the allegedly high IQ Caucasians. Blacks learned pretty quickly that Obama was not their guy. And the Caucasians, they claim to be so much smarter than the blacks, but for some reason, a lot of these Caucasians are like, he's waiting. He's almost there. He's edging. What does edging mean? It's like when you squirt, but you take years. Guys, Trump is about to launch the biggest load you've ever seen. The level of deception I was played by Trump is pretty huge. Yeah, I mean, it's fine though, Kung Fu Bear. You had good intentions. It's just at this point you got to walk away, or else I'm going to start treating you like a heroin addict. where it's like, oh no, another post. It's like, the lesson learned is never, guys, I voted for Obama in 2008. I can say that with no shame. Just like the Q-tards should be able to say that without shame when they realize what they've done. I thought Obama was an outsider. Dude, they do it every time. They do it every time. They're like, oh, this guy's an outsider. This guy isn't corrupt. This guy is actually going to like help people. And you can call me a retard all you want. It's like, what? Who'd you vote for? Romney? Fucking McCain? Come on. It's all fake. So it's like Trump did the same thing where it's like, oh, he's so good. He's so good. No, the fuck he isn't. And I'm not going to freak out about it. Fact, and liberal Caucasians still idolize Obama. Right, and the blacks are over it. The liberal Caucasians are still like, oh, dude, Caucasians are fucking retarded, dude. Retarded. Like a lot of them, it's like the white Caucasian is still fooled by Obama and the black isn't. Blacks are like, man, that mother, that fucking nigga. Rick Perry seemed to, you didn't test. Well, I don't know who I like is fucking Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I think Jeff Sessions is one of the most honorable people in politics. And I'll tell you why, because he was the only dude in Biden's grope party who slapped his hand away from his granddaughter. That's it. Dude, I judge people on this shit. I don't judge people on what they say in speeches. Obama wasn't even African-American. Dude, stop. African-American, dude, we call them niggers. He smacked that bitch's hand. Yeah. He wasn't even an African-American. Keep him away from your fucking bikes. Jeff Sessions, totally honest, or maybe he just doesn't like... he's definitely not totally honest. Dude, guys, we're so fucked if people are seriously this retarded. Am I just going to be a goat farmer? Like, seriously? Do I just not relate? It's like... I mean, he's totally honest. It's almost like everybody's a fucking 13-year-old girl dating college boys. Like, I really feel like it's like a 13-year-old girl, like... Pinky promise, Darnell? And it's like, yeah, Pinky. I literally see, like, most adult men are like, no, he's totally trustworthy. Guys, they're all scumbags. It's like, I base respect on whether or not someone slaps away a pedophile's. Guys, we're at the level. We're at the level where I give credit if you don't let someone rape your granddaughter on camera in front of the world. That's where you're at. That's where you're at right now. Like... Right now, politically, like, I'm like, man, that guy, he's the most respectable man in politics. Why? Because he didn't allow someone to rape his granddaughter on camera for more power. That's the standard. Dude, Trunk, he married off his daughter to a homo Zionist. Like, Donald Trump, like, gave up his precious daughter to Jared Kushner for money. Okay, I'll play some Oasis and then we'll call it a day. I vote for Vox. How about you stop thinking about who you want to give your BFF bracelet to? How about you stop thinking all the time about who you want? Oh, and remember, you have a 147 IQ. Right, I know, but this I don't know, man. I fucking don't even know. When we're holding people to an accountability of like, okay, did he let someone rape his granddaughter on camera? No? Ooh. Dude, it's like everybody, yeah, vote logos. Right. Just, dude, fucking live. There's so many things to think about before voting. Everyone's like, I vote for God. There you go, Jiu-Jitsu Bear. Stop thinking about who's going to represent you. Represent your fucking self. Trump said he was upset Ivanka didn't marry Tom Brady. He's such a fucking retard at this point. All right. They all possibly in the same pail. Trunk wouldn't even give us the trampoline place. No, we just want to jump with the trunk. I probably spiraled a little hard tonight. I spent years thinking about politics and ended up where I started more or less. Exactly, dude. Just walk away. Just saw the video on Jeff Sessions. Hilarious. He was the only guy that wouldn't let Joe Biden grope his babies. And for the guys, that whole fucking Washington, D.C. is a den of vipers, including Donald Trump. Trump said he would deport, flat lie, stop immigration, flat. Dude, he didn't do anything he said. It's like, at what point do people stop? And the reason they externalize their government is because they don't want to deal with shit themselves. They want someone else to do it. They're running a marathon, and they gave up, and they want a van to pick them up. And they might finger their butt a little bit, but they'll give them a little water. There just might be some piss in it. And then they'll take half their money and then try and finger them again. Dude, it's literally that. They're not going to kill you, but they're like, no, jump in our van. We'll take you home. It's like, really? It's like, yeah, we got free water. And then as you're drinking it, they're like, it's a little piss in there, though. It's like, Jesus. Yeah. You'll drink it, though, won't you? You're thirsty. Yes. All right, now give me half your money. Why? Because if you don't, we'll make you keep running in the marathon. Okay. All right. I'm just gonna rub your I'm just going to finger you a little bit. What? It's just a finger. It's not my dick or anything. Okay. But if you don't end up at home, you wake up in a footlocker and a pawn shop. Yeah. I literally think it's like someone's really thirsty in marathon because they didn't bring their own water. And they're like, it's like, we got water. Really? Yeah, just give us half your money. Just drink up. Why does this taste weird? It's just a little piss in it. Ah, we got you, huh? Why just get in the van? All right. Oh, Owen's not trusting the plan. Dude, a lot of people bailed on me because I don't trust the plan. I don't care. I like pruning trees. It's almost like, imagine pruning a tree and having a dead branch and thinking like, man, I want as many branches as I can get on this tree. I really gotta leave that branch. And now imagine the branch is like yelling at you. Maybe one stream a week with you and a bear on Skype? No. I'm not doing that. I've thought about that, but I've had a couple. When I overempower people I don't know, the odds they try and kill me are like 1 in 2. So, no. It's not called rambling. I'm landing the plane. Slip inside
the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find a better place to play? You said that you've never been, but all the things that you've seen slowly fade away. So I start a revolution from my bed. Cause you said the brains I had went to my head. Step outside, the summertime's in bloom. Stand up beside the fireplace. Take that look from off your face. You ain't never gonna burn my heart out. So Sally can wait. She knows it's too late as we're walking on by. Her soul slides away. But don't look back in anger, I heard you say. Take me to the place where you go, where nobody knows. If it's night or day, please don't put your life in the hands of a rock and roll band. Throw it all away. So I start a revolution from my bed. Cause you said the brains I had went to my head. Step outside, summertime's in bloom. Stand up beside the fireplace. Take that look from off your face. You ain't never gonna burn my heart out. So Sally can wait. She knows it's too late as we're walking on by. My soul slides away. But don't look back in anger. I heard you say.
Great tune. Oh, that's a massive song. Great job, Owen. Thank you, Unmaker. But, and here's the final, I don't want to leave people with this bad taste in the mouth about Trunk. But it's like, when you realize how much power and control you have in your life, I've been coming to terms with it for over a year. Is Kung Fu Bear? Where's Kung Fu Bear? Oh, the lemons have been released. Where's Kung Fu Bear's statement? I want to read that. I've been coming to terms with it for over a year, actually. He's Bowser. Yeah, it's like, it's refreshing when you really get it. That's probably one of the reasons I'm so cool with it. Trunk is funny, at least. Yeah, I mean, Trunk is funny. He's just he's funny. I've always said he's funny. Thanks for helping. But it's like you have the power. That the reason that I can do this and seem so cheery. Trunk is Biff. Dude, Trunk is Biff from Back to the Future. He's not even that funny anymore. He used to be way funnier. I don't find him funny anymore. I'm going to be honest, Diddy Pear. I don't laugh with Trunk anymore because he's just so full of shit. And I'm just not into, like, burning Pelosi anymore. I don't care. I'll close with Arcade Fire. They're like, I don't really laugh with him anymore. Saying Trump is funny is almost holding on to him. Yeah. It's almost, it's Stockholm Syndrome. But he is funny. I just personally don't laugh anymore with him. 2020 Trump is not funny. Now, 2016 Trump was one of the funniest things. Unbelievably funny. And I held on a little long. But I he's gotten stale. Yeah, exactly. Because he didn't come through, because humor really requires balls. If you don't come through on what you're saying, it's not funny anymore. It's like, are you going to put me in prison, Trunk? He sucks. They have him on at work. Your Trump and Obama video is still great. Yeah, it doesn't take away that. And it's not like a morale death. It's really awesome. Dude, does it look like I have bad morale? It's awesome when you realize that the government doesn't matter. It's a bus for people that quit. And they'll give you water with a little piss in it to gurgle down. It doesn't matter what side. Guys, Obama to Trunk, really not that much has changed. Want to know what's changed? Want to know why we're not going to war anymore? It's because people don't want to go to war anymore. It's not Trunk. It's because numbers are down with recruiting. Because enough people have come home from these hellholes to say, guys, we're guarding poppy fields. But aren't we trying to, guys, we're guarding poppy fields. And then Trunk gets all the credit. Oh, he's not starting wars. They can't fight wars anymore. Our population doesn't want to go to war anymore. We know it's all bullshit. And so now people just want to cover up and squirt. They want to cover their mouth and nose and squirt. It's a bus for people to quit. Yeah, it's not even like it's not even a monster. I think a lot of people in government like want to help you, kind of, but they're more into just procedure and keeping their power. Like when I dealt with CPS, it was mind blowing how reasonable they were. Like they weren't scoping out for like weakness and like how to fuck me over. They were overworked bureaucrats. My friend guarded the poppy fields and did the fake anthrax cleaning. All bullshit over there. All bullshit. That dude, we're the reason we're not going to war. We're the reason there's a great awakening. And no, obviously God the Most High. But my point is our consciousness, our desires, our lives, our livelihood is the reason that we're not beating the war drums. Because we've done enough work to look through. Even if you don't admit 9/11, you kind of admit 9/11. Yeah, it's like... So you get credit for that. It's not Donald Trunk. Donald Trunk's a fucking retard, guys. I hate to break it to everybody, but like he's letting Billy Goat Gates bitch slap him in front of the world. Like, he could have a press conference any day of the week. Oh, but the deep state will get him. Guys, shut the fuck up. He could do, if he had any power, he is a beta fucking male. I think at one point he was an alpha, now he's a beta. He's an alpha that's been demoted to beta. And so he's probably pretty pissed off all the time. Billy Goat Gates has taken command of this fucking trunk. The turnover rate at CPS is wild. 1 year is in it. Yeah. But I got the vibe of people just being like, they fill out forms, they check boxes. He's been clipped. His balls have been clipped. And I don't even want to hear it anymore. I'm happy that it worked out for you and your wonderful family at CPS. Yeah, and it's like, cops I know are cool. Sheriffs I know are cool. Guys, I know Homeland Security guys. I know FBI guys. And I'm not pro-government. But, like, I know what government is. I'm not anti-government because government will always exist every time someone wants to be picked up because they quit the marathon. But they're not there to save you. They're there to maintain order, and that order is their control and power. And a lot of them are good people. The higher up you go, the less they're inherently moral, in my opinion. But this is why it gets real complicated, because a lot of police you meet, a lot of civil servants you meet are fine people. But their main thing is BB 2024, never, ever. Why would I ever? I'm describing you a van that picks people up and gives them water with a little piss in it. Limited government is only limited by you, Ascension Bear. Every element of the government is needed. You guys want to fit? All right, this is last 5 minutes. It's called Uncomfortable Truths with Owen. That government is the size it is because people want it. You want to fucking say some real truth? The moral decay and the character decay and the character of the people in America is so fucking low that they need that. They need a giant government to wipe their ass, to give them a shot, to give them a sticker that says USDA on it, and pills. Guys, it's like, right, BB, you will serve me some watered down piss. I will never do that. Guys, I'm a legend. I'm a crusher. I'm a giant. I'm a hilarious classical piano playing family-oriented homesteading bear. Why in the fuck would I ever set foot in Washington, D.C. or a Capitol Dome building? It looks like the head of a dude's dick. Oh, go in the Capitol Dome. You want to suck on my Capitol Dome? Oh, look at the girth on that Capitol Dome. It's disgusting. It's disgusting how big the government has gotten. It's because of the people. I'm damn you. Guys, people are more offended by the word nigger than murdering a baby. They need government. The government is the result of an immoral people. Americans are fucking, half of them, I'd say half of them are fucking trashed morally, trashed. They would fucking let Joe Biden grope their own fucking granddaughters on national television if it meant another Dorito chip. Fact, and this is a reality, government itself is to handle and manage those that quit. It's the inevitable results, the upside down of an immoral people. They need Jesus. They need morality. Just morality. I know you want to do that so everybody sees that you do that. I get it. But it's. Are you more offended by the... And it's, the people that say stuff like that, a lot of times they couldn't say nigger 5 years ago. They'd say I was the bad man. You're the bad man for saying nigger. Why don't you just not say the N-word? Just say the N-word to the same people. It's like, they need Jesus. No, they need balls. They need logical consistency. So no government. There's always going to be a government when people deviate from the moral law. Fact. There's no way around it. That one guy bears false witness against his neighbor and you need a government. One time. Now picture people chanting for the murder of babies that can't say the word nigger. Because they think they're moral. They think they have moral authority because they can't say, because they edit one word out of their vocabulary. But that, yet they encourage the murder of babies and then selling the parts to Pepsi so they can get sweetener. Of course we need a government, guys. Those people can't function on their own. They beg for it. The government is the cancer response. It's the people's immune response to isolate those wretches and keep them managed. And I think the government's doing a pretty damn good job. Good for Trunk. Trunk is keeping his people. Because all the Q-tards have given up. All the Q-tards that say, Tret the plan. All they're saying is don't stay in your house. Masturbate. Wear a mask. That's what they're saying when they say trust the plan. So it's like those people need Trunk. They need Trunk. They need Trunk to say, big things are happening. And it's like, dude, it's like, it's disgusting. And then when people say, oh, you should be president, it's like, I would rather be garbage man. Hand to God, guys, hand to God. Hand to God, I would rather be garbage man than president of the United States. President of the United States means you're a cucked slave of the Jewish banker, fact, or else you don't even get even close to that. And you're willing to say things that get little babies murdered so that you can keep your rings of power. And you're probably going to have to marry off your daughter to a crazy homosexual Zionist named Jared, whose dad's in prison for setting someone up with blackmail with a whore. Like, I think a murdered whore. We want a real hero. You're never going to get a hero in government, guys. That's like saying we want... They're like termites. Yeah, imagine Owen taking orders from Adelson. It's unimaginable. Guys, government has no heroes. None. They have cucks. Cucks. Trump was the closest we got, and it's because he's a good actor. I mean, these are just realities. Trump knows it's all a hoax, but he doesn't have enough support behind him to fight back. One man with God is the majority, Eilbert. You're now in a timeout. He doesn't have enough support behind him. And then, retard, he got elected to the United States presidency. Look at what I'm doing right now with how many people are in this chat. You're saying he can't speak the truth because he needs more stadiums of people? Are you out of your fucking mind, dumb fuck? America did 21 days of poppers, meth, no sleep, and got the flu AIDS. Exactly. He just needs more support. If he only gets... he has Adelson, he has Netanyahu... He has stadiums of people begging for him to just please do something. But he just doesn't. I don't intend to vote. I'm never voting again. But, I mean. One Twitter tirade, he can make it public. All he has to say is, we never went to the moon. Sent. He can't even do that. He's a cuck. He's a cuck. He's a little fucking squirt boy is what Donald Trunk is. He lets Billy Goat Gates, run fucking wild over his little anus. I'm never voting again. I mean, you have to vote. No, no. Want to know what a vote says? A vote says, I consent to the majority of these mask-wearing retards to have control over me. If they're going to do... Oh, but then Obama would get in. But then Trump would get in. But then Obama... But then, okay, Al Gore, George W. Bush. Who's the right answer, guys? Well, I mean, you have to pick the lesser of two evils. Give me an argument. What's the lesser of two evils? Want to know what's the non-evil thing to do? Don't vote. But then, guys, Biden may be better than Trump at this point. You don't fucking know. Imagine if we had a senile old pedophile that's so fucking mentally gone. This is where we're at right now. Just wake up, guy. Wake up and smell the fucking retardation in the air. If we had a mentally deranged pedophile named Biden elected and he'd have to give press conferences, that may be better for America because it's so bad. It's like it's so low that people would then be like, man, I really need a raised garden bed. You, at that point, there would be so much inability to carry out orders that nobody could do shit. I mean, if I was going to vote, I would probably, at this point, vote for Biden because I would like to see just how low this motherfucker can go. But I won't. I'm not going to vote. Every vote counts. Diversity is our strength. Stay home and be healthy. Every vote counts. Guys, anything the media tells you over and over and over again is wrong. Oh, but, so you're going to topple the state. I'd rather have Biden at this point. I'm dead serious. And by the way, they don't even report votes. Like, your vote doesn't even fuck. I don't even think it gets counted. Why would they count it, guys? Guys, they pretend to shoot up elementary schools. Like, they can't even admit they didn't go to the moon. Like, I'm never, ever, ever, like, committing my energy or my name. I'm never signing my name and saying I, because then whatever they do to us, I wasn't a part of it. Voting is consent, right? I don't think they count who you vote for. I think they count if you vote. It's how many people vote. And if enough people vote, they can rest easy at night and keep fingering their own assholes. All right, guys, I'm going to go. I'd rather have Biden. I swear to God, I'd rather have Biden president. He won't be president. It'll be Trump again because it's all Zionist out. It's all Israel. It's all, but it's all so dumb. They're running themselves right off the track. I want Corn Pop. I want Crazy JoJo to go up there and just be like, JoJo. Whiff versus Biff. That's a good one. Mail. I've already opened most of the mail. I'll have more mail tomorrow. Did you guys enjoy tonight's stream, or was I too aggressive? Great stream. Thank you. Sorry, schedule Trump guaranteed. You never know, though. They may just throw a pedophile up there. Like, because now that people are accepting just full-blown pedophilia out of Joe Biden, I mean, guys, he's groping and snoozling and whispering into little girls' ears. And because the whole thing is like, how low can they get? It's a reflection of their voter base. The Constitution is the people. So the people of the Democratic Party are so perverted that Joe is their guy. The people of the Republican Party are so corrupt that Trump is their guy at this point. You know, and Stockholm Syndrome. You know, I think a lot of the people I relate to that were Trump supporters, and I don't know if they still are, but we kind of have a little Stockholm Syndrome. We're like, no, at least Trump is funny, though, right, team? Get out your Q-tard decoder rings. But at least he's, like, funny, though. I've been that guy. Guys, I used to do videos about how Trump was catching pedophiles. It's ridiculous at this point. So it's like, I think Biden would probably at this point be funnier. But I'll never vote again. You're clearly in an extra good mood with Bomber Bear around. I'm glad that you could see that I'm in a good mood. I am the, as Amy calls me, I'm the, what does she call me? You guys remember the, it's not the troubled man. So I'm naturally a little, what does she call me? Amy has this funny nickname for me. Because sometimes she's like, what's on your mind? Because I'm just scowling. And oh, the tormented man. So this is me. I'm in a good mood. I'm just tormented. the tormented man. The tortured man. I'm just like, because don't get attached. You'll never get let down. Right, right. Yeah, he did catch the pedos. The sewers have been cleaned out, and Hillary is this close. Oh, guys, we had to tank the world economy and make everyone wear humiliating donkey masks to get the pedos. Guys, the pedos are in your family. They're in your community. And the way to get the pedos is to point and say, that guy just touched a little girl wrong. And most people are so fucking scared to do that that they offload it, and they go, Trunk will get the pedos. Go get him, Trunk. All right. I'm the tormented man, but I'm a happy man. Dude, guys, what are your odds that Hillary is Q? Tom Hanks is in jail at the Los Angeles International Airport. What's your odds that Hillary is Q? The deeper the depths of the roots, the higher the branches. Hell yeah. I'm optimistic. I've always been a tormented man. The deep state are the consciousness asleep at the wheel. Yes, dude. That's so true, Isle Bear. Your 5-minute timeout was very helpful for you. Want to know why I did the 5-minute timeout? I'm buddies with a coach. And one thing he does with me is he's like, I'm not going to talk to you while you're hot. Because sometimes, like, if we're in an argument, he'll be like, you know how a good coach will be like, take a breather. That's why I do timeout. Like, if someone's kind of just saying things over and over again that is starting to, like, I can tell they're like, off, just time out, just take a fiber. You know, he does that with me when I'm too, like, I'm like, what the fuck, you know? I can sometimes get a little intense because he pushes me. And he's like, dude, dude, I'm not talking to you right now when you're hot. I'm like, and then he just won't respond for like a little while. And then he's right. I do that all the time with you guys. The timeout with self. Dude, it's not personal. The timeout is like, okay, I'm going to put you in a timeout. Because it means you need 5 minutes to sit and not write. To not say anything. To just either listen or reflect. And then you realign. Sometimes I need to time myself out. Like sometimes I think sometimes when the fucking thing goes down, when my Wi-Fi goes down, it's a blessing. It's almost like God gives me a timeout. I think sometimes when my Wi-Fi goes out, it's God just going, timeout for the tormented man. BB has mastered the art of the chat. Thank you for noticing that, Katana Bear. I really have, I think. Because it's all about letting people be themselves and say shit. And it's not about my ego or saying how great I am or always saying everything. But there's certain things that can't be tolerated. And the timeout is huge. Understand how much BB processes during the stream. Yeah, I'm playing classical piano, thinking about really intense thoughts, trying to be funny, and reading a spinning chat. Many times as children and dogs are running around me. Man, I'd be honored to get a timeout. Nah, here you go. This is your first time out. Enjoy it. I don't delete and mute very often. Titty Bear, the chat is alive. I'm going to put Titty Bear in another timeout. I think it'll be good for him. I don't know why. The end of the story, yeah. I love that you reply to everyone randomly. Yeah, it's because I think one of the things that's helped me in life is I don't see titles. I don't see like, I see you for your character on here. I don't give a shit if you're Trunk with like a secret bear name to try and see what the people are up to. I know you're in here, Trunk. Or, you know, just a random dude, just on a break in a warehouse. It's like, what do you bring to the chat? Like, what's your character? Like, are you moral? Are you good? Do you make me smile? Do you make other people laugh? And that's why this is so uplifting, because this is one of the few places in life where your timeouts and your highlights have nothing to do with your arbitrary titles given to you by a beast. And I think that's why a lot of people here have started ascending in their life. Because all it takes is just a few people to get a bear name. You're no longer have the baggage, whether it's pit or pedestal, to treat you like just your character. And sometimes people realize that they suck. You know, in their life, they're like a doctor or something. I just keep banning them and timing them out. And they're like, nah, God damn it. And they're like blown away. And then other times people are like, wow, I thought I was just a normal dude, but it turns out I'm really fun. Like, people think I'm funny. And then you realize that the titles that the beast gives you and the accolades and the little gold stars of fucking debt money, it's all fake. All right. Hey, man, I haven't been ascended. Like, I've never even met Mountain Bear or Anchor Bear. Doesn't matter. I did meet Kung Fu Bear once and didn't know it like years ago. But like, it doesn't matter. It's like, they're clearly crush. Like, I've never met Mountain Bear or Anchor Bear. Like, look at what they bring. It's because it's their light. It's their inner light. It's just shining. I just know them. I don't know their names. I don't know Anchor Bear or Mountain Bear's names. Isn't that fucking mind blowing? This is like Fight Club if it wasn't homosexual and it was more like good for good people. I met Anchor in Georgia, cool dude. Yeah, I'm sure he's a cool dude. I have no doubt he's a cool dude. But it's like, I don't care what their name is. I care about their heart. I'm being a little sappy right now, but it's all true. Like, I just had Anchor Bear do all the music to my documentary, and I don't know his name. Why does it matter? All right. So much logos. Yeah, I know them by their light. Exactly. I've yet to meet a bear, says West Side Bear. That doesn't even matter. Man, I wish I had done Tennessee West Side Bear. You would have met like 1,000 of them. Anchor Bear crushes beautiful family. So is Mountain Bear. Dude, it's so obvious. And then when you meet people on the road and stuff, it's like it's like you've always been friends. I met Owen once. I swear he, the size of two normal dudes. Yeah, I'm a giant. All right, guys. If you want to support the chat, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com. Yeah, it's so funny that I don't know their names, though. It's like, and I love them. Like, I check those guys' pages all the time. I think about them and talk about them a lot. And I don't care. I don't know what they do for a living. I don't know shit. And I think that's one of the things that makes this place so great is because kings and serfs can both come in here and just talk about what's on their mind. And you have to understand that that literally cures diseases and heals people. This is a universally healing process where you come in someplace, you get a bear name. And then you just come in and you can talk as much about your life or as little about your life, but it doesn't fucking matter. Doesn't matter. And that's why this, yeah, best saloon ever, best community ever. Dude, it's a fact because it's like you get respect and you get love and you get community based on your light, like just how you talk to people. And that, guys, that like, that does so much for people, myself included, you know? I've been pit and pedestaled in my life, and it's like the best thing is when someone just, like when I met Amy, she didn't know who I was or anything. I met her on the street. And I think that's one of the reasons we had such a good relationship. At first it was intense, but every time I'd meet a girl where she knew who I was or after a comedy show or something, it was never balanced. It was never like, they were always either like kind of a fan of mine or like treated me weird or like, I don't know. It's like, never worked. All right, guys. Be fruitful, multiply. Don't be fruity and blow, guy. And I'll see you very soon. All right. Much love. Tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Maybe 10, depending on George.